for 11 years in a row, ranking Arizona's number one most trusted referral network, RosieOnTheHouse.com.
Information that you can't get anywhere else.
And over three decades of Rosie on the House.
On a very, very special mission this Saturday morning at my house, Rosie on the House. Good morning, Arizona homeowners. And we're going to be talking for the next 2 hours on strategies for you to analyze and save money on your electric bill in the coming summer with all of our modified lifestyles. But before we do, I'm going to give a short sermon on hope. Here we are on the Easter Passover weekend, where we are commemorating dates in history that are the focus of the hope of the two major religions of the world, historical religions of the world. Our Jewish friends are celebrating Passover. The eve of Passover was the delivery of the 10th plague on Egypt and the Pharaoh that took the firstborn, that caused the Pharaoh to order the eviction of the enslaved Jewish population. So over 500,000 Jewish male men picked up their wives and their kids and left Egypt. Now, the Pharaoh then decides, well, maybe that's a lot of labor to lose all at one time. We may need to try and bring them back. Well, that was the story of the parting of the Red Sea. And how much hope did the Jewish nation have being on the safe side of the Red Sea, watching it come back together after allowing their free passage through on the pursuing Egyptian armies? Now, baby, if that wouldn't put a little hope in your heart, I don't know what would. And then for us Christians, today is the Sabbath, and the disciples and Mary are mourning the loss of a dear friend, their teacher, their mentor. But, baby, at sunrise tomorrow morning, we find out the tomb is empty. Now, folks, I would like you all, regardless of your religious inclinations, find reason in this particular weekend not to focus on your fears, but to focus on the source of your hope. And baby, for Rosie Romero, that's an empty tomb. I'll tell you what died this weekend. Death. And we all have the hope of eternity. With that said, I'm going to turn to the electric bill at your house.
And let me establish, if you're just joining the conversation, our 888 number. We have updated our phone system this week. We've added new features that we have not been utilizing before. And the forwarding function we just discovered this morning did not carry over. So don't call the regular 888 number that's on our website, that's on our newsletter, that you've programmed into your phone. Call directly to the studio, 602-277-5827. That's 277-KTAR, if you'd like to join the conversation.
And the conversation today is going to be Rosie Romero trying to convince all of you that are still on the basic plan at your energy company, whether you're APS, SRP, or TEP, to stop now and consider, just research and consider converting to time of use plan. And we're going to start the show. We're going to have spokespersons from each of the three utilities. I've got Mr. Dave Brzezinski of APS on here this morning. First off, we've got SRP following him and TEP following them. We're going to talk to all the utility companies. Let's bring Dave.
Well, the three biggest.
The three, yes, absolutely. The three primary, the big boys in Arizona. There are several little energy co-ops throughout the state. But here's Dave Brzezinski. Let's bring him into the conversation. Dave, are you up?
I am. Good morning, Rosie. How are you?
Hey, man, I'm good. I'm really good. And I wanted to just talk to you a little bit about, I think, with everybody home and parents relearning the concept of homeschooling and looking for things for their kids to do, I think researching how they're buying electricity could be a homework project that would pay dividends for as long as they are in the house. This could be a homework assignment that actually makes money.
And might instill the importance of closing the door behind you.
It might. In my research, I found out that we each individually stand in front of the refrigerator with the door open for 10 hours a year.
My dad raised us where he said, close the door, turn off the light. What do I work for, the electric company? Well, I mean something different now when I say that to my kids.
Yeah, that's right. Well, let's talk a little bit about the major categories on how to buy power with APS.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you bring up some good points, Rosie, and you and I had a conversation earlier this week about this. And, I think the most important thing is that our customers go to the website, look at the rate comparison tool. It's going to take a look at their energy usage for the last 12 months and give them some advice on which rate plan to be on. So whereas you and I were talking a day or two ago about, everybody should be on TOU. Well, you know what? A lot of customers should be on TOU because that is their biggest opportunity for saving. But if you go to the rate comparison tool, it's going to clue you into what is the best rate plan for you. But as we have a lot of customers and people have said, not enough customers are on their most economical plan at APS, et cetera, that's a customer choice. But we really, 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 like you said, I love what you said. This is the time for customers to use this extra time. There's nothing good about this pandemic. There's nothing good about, everybody having to stay home or anything. But if it does anything, it creates some time. And my job at APS is to have a relationship with customers who have much bigger fish to fry than thinking about their utility company, the most boring thing in the world for them.
But it gets interesting. It gets interesting every month when you've got to write that check.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. That's when, customers, I think I told you this before, and I think this is the third time I've been on Rosie in the House. So I love it. I love I'm becoming like a frequent guest. I'm becoming like the McLean Stevenson of the Johnny Carson show here. I love it.
There you go.
But I love the fact that this is the time for customers, if they get a chance to spend some more time. If you go to APS.com right now, we try to keep it as business as usual. But for a lot of people, it is not business as usual. So you'll see at the very top of the page, there's something called COVID-19. It's a button right at the top, and that's all your resources. So if you go there, one of the most important things that you'll find there is rate information about rate plans. And you'll find there, you'll find the rate comparison tool. And you will find, if you're already on a time of use plan, the opportunity to learn more about saving with your current rate plan. So shift, stagger, and save. You've heard me say it before, Rosie. Shift your use to off-peak hours, stagger the use of major appliances, and save overall. And so we've heard customers talk about, how do I save during this time? That's where we put the resources.
That's excellent. And I just ask people when they're considering this, I say, look, why don't you just look at your last bill from APS? And let's see up in the upper right, it'll tell you what your total kilowatt consumption was in that month. And then go to the left-hand side of the page and drop down to the bottom. And what is your total charges for electricity? Now, I want you to divide the total kilowatts into the total dollars and tell me, are you in the 10 to 15 cent per kilowatt range? And many people do the math and they say, ooh, no, I'm not even close to that. I'm holding one APS bill in my hand right now, a real bill from April from an anonymous customer that uses a lot of power. They use 3,000 kilowatts a month. And we did the analysis on the different plans. On the basic plan, his bill was over $500. On Saver's Choice, he was under $400. On Saver Choice Max, he was just a hair over $200. So we're talking, if you really want to shift, stagger, and save, you can put save in capital letters and take that all the way to the bank.
Yeah, and that's a good point. You know, one of the things, you know, people talk about time of use rates. And when in the last rate review, when we looked at, you know, what, you know, our rates were for customers, we changed the time of use. It used to be 12 to 7. And now, you know, one of my biggest jobs over the last couple of years was getting customers to understand that it was 3 to 8. So it's actually less time is on peak, and 85% of your time is actually off peak. So as customers are home right now and they're working from home and, you know, taking care of business from home, that gives the opportunity for loads of laundry during the morning or in the evening during off-peak hours, running the dishwasher in the morning versus in the evening. And so there's more opportunity to save right now. If there's anything good coming out of everyone working from home, it's an opportunity to really have your hand on the dial and have your hand on the data of what drives your electric bill.
Oh, Dave. Well, I can't thank you enough for coming on this morning and helping me trying to encourage people to consider it. But I can't let you leave without me giving you one little poke in the eye. I've acclimated to the 3 to 8, but it really took a long time for me to adjust to the fact that I can't turn my air conditioner down till after Jeopardy's over.
That I hear you.
I've acclimated. I've gotten used to it, and I'm saving more now with the new rate than I ever did with the last rate. So that was just the one thing I had to shift. I had to refigure it out, but I did.
And you're a super cooler. You're a super, super cooler.
I'm a super, super cooler, baby. I buy 94% of all my electricity off peak. Thank you very much. I appreciate it, David.
Now, I tell you where I'm going after this.
You don't have to.
Look at his hat.
You don't have to. You can do it from home.
No, I like being on site. I like being on the lot.
Seeing and smelling all them clean,
this next
disinfected
truck is probably going to be the big one. It's probably going to be the 450.
Watch out. Here we come. Well,
that's going to take an on-site visit for me.
At Sanderson Ford, they're built to lend a hand. Have you seen what they're doing? If you've even been considering buying a car, now's the time to do it. They've got deals that are unbelievable. Ford is offering 0% financing. That's free money. They're giving you free money to buy a car for 7 years of payments. And they'll defer the first three payments. Well, I'll tell you right now, now's the time to get online, sandersonford.com, pick your car, get approved for financing, and get a delivery date scheduled to put in your driveway.